America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
It's all on sale at Kohl's. Go to Kohl's.com to get your extra 15% off shopping pass. Use it in-store or online. Now through Sunday at Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Little Miss knew that day he left the shack, but that was all he missed. But he ain't coming back.
I haven't heard this for a while. This is Wayne Newton, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Where's he been? Phones are open. We got time to chat. Got an interview coming up here at 4:30 that I hope you'll find very interesting. And it came about as a result of an email that I got from a guy. It was only four lines, but somebody saved his life by being a stem cell donor. And I don't know that many of us, I don't know a lot about stem cell donation. I know people sign up for, you know, kidney donors and your blood and bone marrow transplants, but a pretty interesting story and a really slick little video that tells the story, that tells Dennis's story, and how somebody just by going to beamatch.com saved his life. And you see these things on 2020 or Dateline, and you see people that meet the person that was the donor that saved their lives. And I get the whole bond thing. I mean, there's an immediate bond. It's, in a way, even bigger than meeting your long-lost brother. You're meeting the person who was one of sometimes a few million who, for whatever reason, was the match that saved your life. And isn't that interesting how, I don't know how to explain it, but there's somebody you never met, never knew, you're not related, but something about their biology, their chemical makeup
is just
like you. It's they're you, in a way. That's real interesting to me.
John Carney was mentioning the other day about blood type and how neither of them in the room, Josh.
They didn't know what it was. I heard him say that.
I don't know my blood type.
Oh, come on.
How would I know my blood type?
Well,
It's
got to be on some medical. Have you ever been in the hospital or done to the doctor? Did anybody
draw
blood?
But they drew blood, right?
You've had blood drawn?
Oh, sure.
You can ask what it is.
But I've never thought to ask.
Well, if you give blood, you'll find out what it is.
I think I'm O positive.
Right, I've never given blood.
I'm O positive. That's the most common
one.
But when you get into this donor stuff and bone marrow and stem cells, it's just, I don't know, it's real. I find it fascinating that somebody was a perfect match who lives in Scotland for somebody in China. I mean, they're not even the same ethnic background. One could be black, one could be white, one could be... doesn't matter. There's something going on there that binds those two people together, and one saves the other one life. And you know what? I don't think in most of these cases what they're asking you to do is not put your life in jeopardy. You go in and they take a sample or whatever they need, and then they do what they need to do with it, and you go on and you live the rest of your life as a healthy. Now, a kidney thing is another thing. If somebody gives a kidney, you're down to one kidney now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the chances of you losing that remaining kidney are pretty slim. I have a friend who has no kidneys. He has not had kidneys. I talked to him this morning for 7 years. And for whatever reason, politics, bureaucracy, they told him that in the beginning he could expect about 3 years before he'd get a kidney. And he thought, holy cow, 3 years. 3 days a week he goes in. He's on dialysis 3 hours at a time, 3 days a week. So 9 hours a week he sits there and they're cleaning his blood or whatever. And now it's 7 years. And every time he tries to say, hey, I mean, take a look. Where am? It's like waiting for dinner reservation. You ever go up to the maitre d' and go, hey, where are we on the list? And,
yeah.
You know, we came in here an hour ago, and you said it'd be 20 minutes. That's kind of what it's like.
You would think the insurance company would push for getting him a new kidney.
Yeah, he says he doesn't even understand. I think sometimes, too, it has, like, the rest of your life has to do with who you are and who you know. It does. That's just how life works. If you had a connection or something, don't tell me that some of these stars who get, you know, liver transplanted, really, you're telling me they got it because they were not considered to be any more important than anybody else on the list, or they didn't know somebody. I don't buy that. We can take your calls and chat about anything you want to chat about, and then we'll get to that guy. We'll talk to Dennis. So 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. Let me get you off speaker.
I'm sorry?
Is that better?
Well, it's just as good. Yeah.
Okay. This is a little poem I wrote last night for a girl named Star.
Well, okay.
Her name is Lynn.
Now, hold on. You wrote it for a girl named Star, but her name is Lynn?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm already lost.
I wrote stupid... I've written stupid poems and songs all my life. Stupid jokes, which were never meant to see the light of day. I trashed them all, just threw them away. I should stop writing this. This is your verse. I know how I feel. I felt like the warm. I felt the warmth of your light. I can see it shining, guiding my way across a cold universe. I really need to stop writing this because this is your verse. This is empty. It's full of holes. Without your light, my path shows me the way. Without you, your light to show me my way. Be my warmth. And
that was over.
On a cold winter's day. Sorry about that.
I had you verse.
Is the end of the poem sorry about that? Is that part of the poem?
No, I think.
Oh, okay.
You should. It's like a love poem.
Hook me up with McGraw's speech therapist.
Why?
Because I'm stuttering again.
Well, did you not stutter for a while? You started again?
Yeah.
How long did you go without stuttering?
For about that first time I called you.
Oh, he Bill's the one who sang songs.
Oh, you sing songs and stuff.
Today.
You didn't stutter? You stuttered before that?
Oh, I stuttered my whole life.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if...
In fact, one of my favorite jokes, Frank... Oh,
I know exactly I know the joke. It's the guy who was going to get married, but his marriage got called up. No?
Bang.
Nope. What?
You got shot with the shotgun.
No, what's the joke?
Two guys standing on the street corner.
Go ahead.
Facing each other, one of them looks at the other one, she says, look at the girl. Look at the girl with the big... tits and the other guy.
Oh, well, hold on. We got to back up here. Use the word we can't use. So let's start over. And two guys approach each other, and let's make it one says, look at the girl with the big boobs. Okay.
Okay. Can I just start with the big boobs part?
Yeah. There you go. All right. Okay.
And the other guy says, where? And the first guy started. She's gone now.
No.
That's it? That's the joke?
Yeah.
I think the reason I didn't know that joke is...
told it.
That, no, I never... No, no, no.
Yeah,
I didn't tell, no, I've never told that joke. That joke...
I've been listening since 85 or 86.
You guys have been with me every day. Have I told that joke?
I don't think that... No, I don't
know. I have
that
a joke about a stuttering guy.
Maybe a better punchline for that one would be... Chicago.
She's in Chicago now.
Now, I might have told a better version like that. Well, forget that she's in Chicago, but I didn't tell the one you just told.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And as far as the therapist for McGraw, I don't know that McGraw has a therapist. McGraw has just learned to deal with it. Sometimes it seems more noticeable than others, but you'd have to email him and ask him that. And maybe he has somebody you could talk to.
Okay.
Okay.
I know when he's selling stuff and he's smooth.
Well, that's recorded. Then they can edit it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a difference there. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Frank. You guys have a good one. PM, get back to me about that song.
All right, Bill.
All right, bye.
What song?
I don't know.
What the heck? What just happened here? You know what's funny? It's interesting, and I don't mean this as a joke. As he talked, I caught myself talking back to him. You know what I'm talking about? It's like it's contagious or something. What song?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't know. Let's move on. I would say look out the window and see the moon.
Bill's kind of become our new Jackie/Robert.
I don't know if he'd appreciate that.
Well,
but,
no.
But he should, because we love those people.
Yeah.
Let's go to John, see what's going on there. Hello, John.
Hi, gang.
How are you?
Hey, John.
Good. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's the way everybody should be. Well, how can we help you?
Well, I can't see you because of radio.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway.
No, you asked for it. You asked for it.
You know, I really appreciated that interview you guys did with Mr. Nottingham.
Yeah, fascinating.
I thought I was listening to NPR.
NPR would never have it. Almost, they'd never have that story.
No.
No, but I remember when it happened, and I think you guys sent a team in there, the Carruthers brothers.
We did, on the implosion.
Did you send them in there?
No, we did send them in there.
Nobody was inside?
Yes, and their reporting was accurate, and they said there was nobody in there. By the time it came down, there wasn't, because Nottingham had barely escaped.
Oh, I thought he was in there when it exploded.
Well, he just barely got out. Oh, if he'd been in there when it imploded, he'd be dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, he made it out.
All right.
And I remember, if we can dig up those reports, those are fantastic reports from the Carruthers brothers.
They were.
Yeah, let's see if we can find those.
I think you guys got a Grammy for that, didn't you?
Grammy is music.
Oh.
We got a Marconi award for that.
Peabody, I think.
Peabody and the Marconi, yeah. John, thank you for the call.
Oh, you bet. Bye.
Okay, let me just announce now, it's one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, let's look out the window and see if it's a full moon. We don't have a window, and it's daylight.
It's full sun today.
Full sun. That could be it. Full sun. Charlie is up next. Hello,
Charlie's
Charlie.
Gone.
Charlie's gone. Let's see if Ralph's still here. Hello, Ralph. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM to the PM.
AM to the PM. Well, that's close. That's not the expression, but...
I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm a daily listener. I'm all the way from Chatham, Illinois, south of Springfield. And I've been listening to you guys for about a year now. Mm-hmm. And I just got sick of local radio, and I was fiddling through my radio one day, and you guys were coming in nice and strong, and I've been listening to you guys ever since.
You mean local?
What we like to hear.
I guess local Chatham radio.
Right? Chatham radio is probably not very good, if there even is a radio station there.
No, it's not.
It's funny, local. You listened to the last year. It was a year ago that the three of us had a meeting, and I said, let's start doing a decent show.
Yeah.
It's been 1 year. The show was worthless up until a year ago. You jumped in at the perfect time.
Lucked out.
Yeah. Boy, if you could have heard it.
I love you guys.
So. If you could have heard it before a year ago, it was horrible. Horrible. But thank you, Ralph. We're glad to have you.
All right, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, who's next? Is Al still with us? Well, let's go to Al. Hello, Al. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Well, of course you are. How can we help you?
Well, I'm 43, and I have no idea what blood type I am.
Okay, pretty common then, I guess.
Yeah, and I've been listening to y'all since Market Street.
Mm.
And I've heard countless people call in with jokes and get shot. Mm. And I've always, you know, said, I'm never going to call in because I don't feel like getting shot. Well, one day, I was going to call you with a joke. I couldn't get through, and that very... Playhouse, you told the joke I was going to tell.
That's creepy.
Wow.
That's actually creepy.
And I'll tell you what it is just by saying it's the sponge joke.
The sponge joke. Man, I need...
About the little boy that walks in on his mom coming in out of the shower.
Oh, what's that between your legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah,
I was going to tell that joke. I told that not in the general area, but it was at a funeral of my aunt's, and we were in the break room, and I told it to my uncle, and he almost joined her, because he laughed so hard, he almost passed out.
Well, here's what's interesting, Al. What happened with you, you were going to call and tell me a joke, and then that day I told it. I don't know how familiar you are with my psychic abilities, but I have a 100% track record when it comes to psychic readings. You guys know that.
Yeah.
You've seen it. You witnessed it. And that's exactly what happened that day. For whatever reason, I tapped in to that wavelength, that brain wave, and captured what you were thinking, and that actually caused me to tell that joke that day. It's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. Yep. You and I are on some kind of common plane mentally.
There we go.
There you go. Well, Al, thank you for the call.
And thank you.
All right. I like the callers today. They're a different breed. Jim is up. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Afternoon. Thank you, Jim. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Oh, positive. And I think that fellow was talking about the stutter joke, the one that you did, where the fellow sitting on the front porch on a swing.
No, that wasn't the joke, because I asked him if that was the joke, and he said no.
Oh.
The guy was going to get married, but his girlfriend backed out, and then he told why. No, the joke he told, I've never told. I don't even...
I've been listening to you guys. I've been stalking you guys since 1983.
That's fine with us.
I never heard you tell that joke.
That's fine with us. You've never heard me tell which joke? The one he told? Yeah, no. He thinks
I... Excellent. The one he told.
No, I never told it. He was mistaken there, but that's okay.
I'm one of your favorite stalkers, you and Danny.
Well, Danny appreciates it, and I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep on stalking.
You're welcome, big buddy.
Keep on stalking.
All right,
Jim.
For about another 40 years.
All right. Appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Now, did he say he's been listening to us for 40 years, which is almost impossible, I think?
Since 80, what did he say, 83 or something?
That would be more like 30 years,
yeah.
Not 40. Let's not make us older, you know, than we are. I'd like to get Katie in here, if I could, and then, Dan, you can line up our phone guest. Katie, how are you?
Good. I'm aiming the PM.
Well, of course you are. What can we do?
Fascinated by the gypsy guy. Was this Mr. Nottingham?
Tom Nottingham.
Yeah. Gypsy, I think he called it.
They have an association, and they call themselves Gypsies, and I should have gotten into why he changed it from gypsy to gypsy. I'm sure there's something behind that, but no, it was interesting.
Like no education? Or?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he changed
it. He sounded
it
together, but I need to hear more of his life. It's so, I can't even believe that people can do that. And with family, and he must be so bright to, how would you, someone's approaching you and you're in a uniform and you have the wherewithal to say what he says.
Yeah, he can't be stupid.
No.
No.
No, he's
and crafty.
Too bad that there's some company who could use a guy like that, and here he is just living in people's buildings and houses. When I think somebody could put him to work, he's got to be valuable to somebody as a worker.
He should put it in writing. Write a book about
it. Oh, a book. There you go.
Great story.
I go to get our guest.
Great story.
I go to get our guest.